Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Markets stayed largely flat on Wednesday. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty increased marginally by around 0.1% each. 2024 hasn't been very kind. Sensex and Nifty have been both flat since the start of the year. Compare that to Nvidia, the US-based tech company. Nvidia is up more than 80% since the turn of the calendar. Nvidia is one of the few companies that can mass produce the hardware needed to make artificial intelligence work on computers. Shovik Das, Mint's tech correspondent, writes from San Jose in California about a speech given by Nvidia CEO Jensen Huang. Huang said that he was bullish on India and said that India developing AI is crucial for the global markets. The government recently approved a $1 billion fund for this very purpose. So Huang's bullishness is understandable. Despite the general market lull, one stock that has done well on the Indian markets has been Zomato. It's up 33% on the year and hit its upper circuit of 5% yesterday. That surge could be attributed to its plan to introduce a vegetarian-only fleet. But as Mint's startup and new economy reporter Priyamvadasi explains, this could turn out to be a bad idea. She writes that while restaurants have always handled this segregation of food, Zomato wants to change that. There's also been concerns around discrimination about this decision, including a wanting to distinguish its vegetarian-only delivery personnel through green clothes. This plan was later rolled back, with Zomato CEO Dipinder Goyal attributing it to the public backlash. Sachin Jindal, the industrialist and conglomerate, has long waited to enter India's robust auto sector. The increase in adoption of electric vehicles provide a quick opening for JSW to enter automaking. It has decided to do this by manufacturing electric buses and trucks. Mint's auto correspondent Alisha Sachdev reports that JSW is looking for a partner to set up a manufacturing unit in Odisha. This unit will be set up at a cost of 40,000 crore rupees. It's an interesting move by the steel and energy conglomerate to enter the commercial vehicle section as well. It was earlier reported that JSW will tie up with MG Motors to enter the passenger vehicle segment in India. JSW isn't the only one bullish on the EV segment. The central government wants conventional automakers to transition to electric vehicles as well. To that end, the government is creating a long-term playbook to develop India as a hub for automobile manufacturing. Mint's special correspondent, Rituraj Barua, reports that the center is working to set up this automotive mission plan that is intended for EVs only, but might include traditional petrol and diesel vehicles too. This will be aligned with BJP government's Vision 2047 plan as well, sources told Rituraj. The Indian Premier League is starting soon. A huge part of its fervor actually starts a couple of months before the players even take to the pitch. IPL auctions. Australian fast bowler Mitchell Starc became the most expensive player ever in the history of the league when the Kolkata Knight Riders bought him for a whopping 24.75 crore rupees. That was a fourth of the team's entire budget, called a salary cap. It was instituted to ensure there is no uneven spending. But the cricketing spectacle is a money-making machine. The broadcasting rights alone cost above 9,000 crore rupees a year. So, compare that the revenue split amongst 10 teams, 100 crores on just players' salaries seems low. Our partners at HowIndiaLives.com break down the IPL's economics, comparing it with other sports leagues such as football, basketball, and baseball, which allots anywhere between 50 to 80% of the league's revenue as players' salaries. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.